Although Wednesday's case count of 560 was over 170 cases more than Tuesday, the statewide rolling 7-day average for positive COVID-19 tests still dropped to 424. Wednesday's numbers continued a gradual statewide decline in cases since early January. Summit County reported 12 new cases on Wednesday. Wasatch County reported 6. Summit County has not reported a day of more than 20 cases since February 24th, and Wasatch County hasn't seen more than 10 cases in a day since March 2nd. Statewide 7-day averages for the percent of positive laboratory tests continue to decline as well, with the people-over-people average now at 7.7% and the tests-over-test average at 3.9%. Both averages are at their lowest levels since last spring. 20 new statewide hospitalizations were reported on Wednesday. There are currently 127 Utahns in the hospital because of the disease, 4 fewer than Tuesday. Statewide referral center ICUs are now 72.6% full. 5 more deaths were reported on Wednesday, bringing the statewide COVID-19 death toll to 2,082. None of Wednesday's deaths were from either Summit or Wasatch counties. Vaccinations continued across the state with just under 28,000 doses administered in the last 24 hours, bringing the statewide total of doses administered to 1.2 million. The Summit County Health Department says 55% of people living in the county have received at least one dose of the vaccine. In Wasatch County, over 4,600 people have been fully vaccinated. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.